Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled Hope, and it is the first week of our 2024 Advent series. Thank you to Earl, Amy, and Dawn for being part of the video, and to everyone else who was involved in the service. The scripture reading is Psalm 130, 1-7. Happy birthday this week to Diane, Debbie, Jeff, and Earl, and happy anniversary to Jan and Jeff. Psalm 130, verses 1-7. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for being with us. Today we enter Christmas Advent season. Now, I'm not sure of your experience, but when I was young, I never heard of Advent. We certainly knew about Christmas, but I really didn't know anything about Advent. And I'm sorry that I didn't know, or at least we didn't talk about it, because Christmas is what we were rushing to get to. So what is Christmas Advent? Well, it's the period of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus, at Christmas particularly, and the preparation for the coming of Jesus, and a reminder that our citizenship isn't just Canadian, but that our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater gift than Jesus himself, who comes to live inside of us. Allow him, Christmas. Allow him inside of you, the celebration. We eagerly await a Savior from there. When Jesus returns, he will set everything right. He's promised that all throughout Scripture. And we will see our Savior all in his glory. We shall see him face to face. So it is a day of rejoicing. It's a day of eternal hope that we live for now. Apostle John writes these words, "Dear friends, now we are children of God." And that's something I think that we need to continually remind ourselves of. Dear friends, we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. I think for Barb and I, we see our babies that they came into the world, and we've often talked one another, what are they going to look like when they get older? Well, they are older now, and we know what they look like. Someday, we will see him face to face. That's our Jesus. And then it says, so Christmas Advent helps us if we emphasize these words. Hope, it's not just a word. And hope is not the easiest to really understand. And then there's love, there's joy, and there's peace. So at Christmas, may we be, truly be, living examples of hope. So how do you do that? May we be a living example of joy. Well, that's easily seen. And peace. And at Christmas, may we be living all of these words, love, joy, and peace. Hope, love, joy, and peace. It's a wonderful time to celebrate. I don't know about you, but I've always loved the Christmas story, A Christmas Carol, with Alistair Sim, who was the star in it, played it so perfectly, this begrudging old man. He just lived for his money, and so he had ghosts that would come and visit him at night, terrifying him, helping him to understand what Christmas was all about. His life turned upside down for the better. A begrudging old man who let the purses go forth and celebrated a new type of life. I'm not sure what your Christmas experience is. Some people just don't really celebrate it. Others, we can't wait. Our children try to go to sleep, but they can't, because they want to wake up and see what's under the Christmas tree. And it's a celebration of people coming together. So how does the Christmas season present itself as hope? Just as the sun rises every morning, we can be assured that even the longest and the darkest nights of the year, and in the midst of the most difficult, on occasion, of Christmas seasons, that God is with us. He is Christmas. We put our hope in Jesus, and we will not allow darkness to overcome it. Yes, there'll be difficulties coming up to Christmas, maybe even at Christmas, maybe even a little after all Christmas, but the hope is promised by Jesus himself. The scripture says that Jesus is the light of the world. So hope is this expectation for a certain thing to happen. Jesus brought hope with him for all generations, and he is the hope of the world. Hope was given as a gift from God in Jesus. And there is a prayer for hope at Christmas. And here's this prayer. God of all seasons, as we move through Advent and Christmas, we look to you. You have asked us to hold on to hope, to speak of hope, to demonstrate hope that Jesus is truly Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. That's his name. God is with us. Beautiful. He's hope. He's bringing light into the darkness. It's good news, and it reaches far and wide. The only thing we have to do is let it come to us. Let this beautiful, beautiful time of season come to us so that we can celebrate it even with others. And hope is all part of the Christmas season. And as the Apostle Peter reminds us, we have hope. The confident assurance that we can enter God's presence without fear or anxiety. Dear Lord, you have shown us through your word that you keep your promises. So I know I can have hope. Please help us to share hope with others. I think all of us see people in our society who have lost hope and faith. No place to go, nothing really to do, trying to stay warm, trying to get some food, just trying to live. But Christ comes along and offers this hope that there are people who will welcome them, people that will help them. Isn't that part of what the church is all about? I mean, Scripture is full of stories about people who persevered because of their faith, people like Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and so many others. At Christmas, may we live with hope. Both Old and New Testament emphasize hope. It's the assurance that's coming. And even back in the Old Testament, hope is through all these Old Testament scriptures. Just a couple. In Psalm 42 and 11, put your hope in God. Well, that's where we are today. We place our hope. It's not a wish. It's the understanding that God loves us and we return that favor. The hope that is within us. Psalm 42 and 11. I have put my hope in your word. Psalm 119. Hoping in God's unfailing love. And maybe you don't feel it sometimes at Christmas. But please understand that when God makes a promise, it happens. Put your hope in God, because God is putting his hope in us, that we will celebrate him. The Lord delights in those who love him, and there is a future hope for all. Your hope will not be cut off, Proverbs 24 and 14. And God says to Jeremiah that he plans to give hope and a future. But those who hope in the Lord will give you a hope and a future. See, Christmas wasn't there in the Old Testament. But we've bring in this wonderful season of Christmas, this celebration of the Son of God coming into the world, not just into the world, but coming into our hearts. May the first gift you open on Christmas morning, may it be, God is with us. He is with us. What a gift. What a promise. And there's delight in this. The Lord delights in those who love him. And there is a future hope. Your hope will not be cut off, Proverbs 24. God says to Jeremiah that he plans to give hope and a future. But these who hope in the Lord will give you a hope and a future. Repeat it. So, what does Paul say in Romans? What more can he say? Be joyful in hope. Now these three remain. Faith. Somebody help me. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. That's all part of Christmas. That's all who we are, celebrating, coming together. And maybe sometimes you can't really celebrate at Christmas. Maybe it's just you. But that's Christmas. You can sit and know that God is with you. And you can say thank you to Jesus. Imagine seeing him face to face at Christmas. Well, in fact, he is with us at Christmas. He's with us every step of the way. Greatest gift of all is Jesus himself. Celebrations are wonderful. Celebrations are beautiful. And this time at Christmas, it's a wonderful season where we can all come together and talk about this future hope that God gives to us. And written even before Jesus came into the world in physical body, Jeremiah 29, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, give you a hope, give you a future. And then he says, but we wait patiently to be united with the Lord. Christ in you the hope of glory. And then in 1 John 3, see what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we shall be called children of God. And that is what we are. We are God's children. And we know that when Christ appears, we shall see him as he is. We will be like him. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. It's amazing, the story of hope. Many of us can remember Christmas when we were younger. I remember when we were living in Ajax, many, many, many years ago now, Christmas was always great. Who's going to get up first? What gifts are we going to have? And so forth. And my brother got up, my other brother got up, and I got up, and we walked down to the Christmas tree, and there was paper everywhere. Two little children got into all the gifts. Opened them all. My dad came down the stairs, very gentle man, but he wasn't so gentle on Christmas morning, saying, and all of a sudden, he stopped. And he laughed. He went from anger to laugh. Don't be angry on Christmas. Let's just celebrate these gifts. Well, the problem was we didn't know whose gift went to whose because all the gifts were all open. We weren't sure what to do with all these gifts. It didn't matter. We had a good laugh. We had a good time. We had a celebration. See, this is just the beginning of the Christmas season, that we have Advent, that we shared the different aspects of what Christmas is all about. And so for the next several weeks, we'll just go week after week and notice some of these wonderful Advent sermons, some of these wonderful Advent comments that we can make, that we can share with one another. Hope is not a word that's easy to really understand. I hope this is going to be okay. I hope these sermons will be helpful. I hope everybody is going to come home safe today. I hope for a lot of things. But at Christmas time, there is this promise of hope, which is assurance in Christ. At Christmas, we emphasize hope. We're going to look at a variety of things coming toward Christmas. But may today, some point today, may we remember and may we receive the gift he gives us. Our hope is in him. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked GNT are from the Good News Translation in today's English version, second edition, copyright 1992 by American Bible Society. Used by permission. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.